B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's Friday! Are you pumped, Nicole?
Yes, I'm pumped.
Oh, finally, it is here. What a long week.
Anna Florin's birthday.
It is. Oh, hang on. Let me text her right now.
I've already posted on Insta.
Have you? It's Lauren's birthday. She's not with us at the moment. So she may hop on later in the show. Maybe like just hop on and play Can't Be the Rim. But y'all, like if the baby isn't coming today, it's for sure coming tomorrow. How weird is that?
This is a crazy concept. I'm trying to wrap my head around this whole like pregnancy thing. And I keep asking questions and I keep Googling things and I keep getting further and further down a rabbit hole I don't want to be in.
So you at once were wanting a child. Now you don't want one?
No, I definitely want a kid, but I've just never had the desire to be pregnant.
Yeah.
Like some people, I know people who can't wait to be pregnant and they love being pregnant, but I've just never had that desire.
Yeah.
So I want a kid, want to adopt.
But not do the process. I just texted Lorraine happy birthday. So everyone listening, send your birthday wishes to her. And hopefully we'll pop on and be able to celebrate with her just a little bit. But you know what? You know what today is? The legendary Friday free-for-all all morning long. You know, we started this back when the quarantine happened. We're like, hey, you're cooped up in your house. Why don't we play some fun music all day long? And we are going to continue the trend today.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1. It is the Manny Roy and Lorraine Morning Show and producer Nicole. And Nicole, we got a request already. Already a request for the legendary Friday free-for-all. But no, no, no. It's not a song. It's you.
Yeah, but can we play the song instead? Because it is the free-for-all, and technically, we could get away with playing it.
I don't know if we could get away with it. It's kind of an old song. So we just got this text in. You can text the studio, and we respond back, y'all. If we don't respond, we at least see it. And they said that they wanted to hear, they said, it's from 803, I know it's a long shot, but do y'all still have the clip of Nicole singing Fast Car? Now, I can't find the clip of Nicole singing Fast Car, but I can find the clip of this.
You're the best, don't matter.
That's good.
The glass can shatter.
God, she's feeling the lyrics.
I just harmonized.
All right. Merritt, Morris, let's go.
I forgot that you did Fast Car. We got like another clip of you doing Fast Car?
Yeah, because remember when we were doing the pitched singer?
Uh-huh.
I think I did Fast Car, and you guys pitched me.
Oh, really? So is that what they're talking about?
But hey, if you just want to play the song.
I can't find another thing. Can you find your thing? You won't help, will you? You won't.
If you play the real song.
So Nicole has this obsession, y'all.
It's the best song ever.
Is it even in our system? I don't even know if it's in our system, but no, it's not even in our system. So there's a song from Tracy Chapman called Fast Car, and Nicole's a big fan of it. I'll try to pull it up on Spotify. And I think that the only reason why you're a big fan of it is because of Justin Bieber.
No, that's not true. I really love the original song, but I think it's a song that everyone seems to do a cover of. So I've seen alternative bands do a cover of it. Khalid does an amazing cover of it. Bieber, too, does a great cover of it. But
So
it's just so good.
It's I don't know how many years old. And it is a good song. I mean, people everywhere knows. But, like, at Nicole's last radio station, she would hijack the station in the 5 o'clock hour, and she would play this song. Which is, by the way, a big no-no.
You got a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we can make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better.
Sing it, Nicole.
Starting from zero, we got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something.
Liners on!
Got nothing to prove.
You feel this.
This song is so good.
Do you even know what it's about?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think. Fast car. And I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store.
Managed to save just a little bit of money. We won't have too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living.
Look at you.
That's my song.
See, 803, I don't have the audio, but we'll get you the real live version. Of
acoustic.
Acoustic version of Nicole singing.
My old man's got a problem. Wow. He lived by the bottle, that's the way it is. His body's too old for working. Still too young to look like this. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more than life than he could get. I said, somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school, and that's what I did.
I like it when people, like when you miss a lyric and you have to, like,
watermelon.
You have to, like, roll over.
Yeah. But this song is too hard to play on guitar. Because I do lessons daily, but I only get 15 minutes because I do the free version. And so every day after the 15 minutes, I think that somehow I'm so much better. So every day I Google the chords and try to play this, but I'm not there yet.
15 minutes is not enough time to learn how to play the guitar.
Otherwise, it's like $200 a year.
So. Haven't thought about, like, just going to YouTube and looking up how to play the guitar? That's how I learned how to play piano.
Yeah, but you have to, like, stop it, and then it's just a whole...
Okay. So you've tried to learn this song. All right. Yeah. So this is your jam. So 803, there you go. That's Nicole singing Fast Car. That was by request on the Legendary Friday Free-for-All, which, by the way, if you want to hear something, we'll try to play it. Like, that Tracy Chapman song wasn't in our system, but you know what? Our bosses don't listen.
It should be. I'm going to put it in.
Don't put it in. Then we will get in trouble. But if you're wondering why it's just me and Nicole talking, Manny's not today. Lorraine's going to be having a baby today or tomorrow, which is really exciting. So you get Roy Radio. It's me in the morning, and then I hop back on the air in the afternoon, and I also host the Hot 7 at 7 night show. So just me all day today.
They're getting their money's worth with you.
I know, and it's Friday.
And it's Friday.
But you know the good part about it is that I love the music. I love sharing songs with you that I find and I think is fun. And that's what we're going to do today. It's the Legendary Friday Free-for-All. I'm going to play a lot of cool throwbacks, things that I think that you haven't heard in a while. And if you want to hear something, you can always call or text the studio. I'll try to make it.
Tracy Chapman.
We just did Tracy Chapman. Anna wasn't even in the system. And I risked getting in trouble, by the way. For you. And I'm going to have to, if I get in trouble, I'm like, well, as a listener. A listener wanted it, and it was show content.
Show content.
That's how I'm going to frame that argument.
Just put it on the show sheet.
Okay, but we still have a lot to get to. Chuck Norris was reportedly dead from COVID-19. He ain't. So we're going to talk about that coming up. Also, we got school shout-out hotline. We got the frontline signs. Is withholding info from your partner okay? We got a DM at the MRL show on Insta. I want to talk about that. It's all coming up with the Manny Roy in the Room Morning Show on Kiss 95.1. Don't go anywhere. Taking it back to the old school.
Get it poppin'. Kiss 95.1. Hashtag Friday free-for-all.
All morning long. It's the Manny Roy in the Room Morning Show. Lorraine is about to have her baby. Manny is out today, so you get to me, Roy, and producer Nicole. We got a text here into 704-570-9595. This is, can I shout out my husband, Ross Miller? He's been laid off for 2 months, working hard, remodeling our home, and he's going back to work Monday. Right on, Ross. Well, glad you're getting back to work. We are doing the Legendary Friday Free-for-All, playing fun songs that you haven't heard in a long time, all morning long. So if you have a request, just shoot us a text. We'll try to get it on. We can't promise everything, but we'll try. I don't know if you heard this, Nicole. Chuck Norris is alive. There was a viral news story spreading around that, unfortunately, COVID-19 claimed the black belt Chuck Norris.
I did not hear that.
Yeah. But we confirmed that he is alive and that the COVID didn't get him. You know, you always see that, especially like Betty White. Like, I think if Betty White passes, I won't really know for a good minute until, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, because I remember, like, where I was when I heard the news about Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. I remember where I was when I heard the news about Prince.
Mm-hmm.
But
really, Prince?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I don't remember that. I know he's dead, but I don't remember, like, where I was.
Yeah, but there are some people. I mean, and now we live in such a social media world that a lot of the news about that kind of stuff is what you see on social media.
Yeah, people spread the fake news. You know, there was a fake news spread about me one time.
Ooh, what was
it? Yeah, it was back when we were doing the TV show, My Big Fat Fabulous Life.
God, I need to watch that.
And that means it's now 2 years old. You look at it. I look nothing like I've aged. Like, I have not aged well since that show. But back when we were on it, I think somebody did a fake news article that I got into a fight in Charlotte and I was arrested. It was this whole article that we screenshotted and we like ended up posting our social saying, hey, this isn't true if you see it. But all these, you know, pretty much you can make any fake website and or these fake websites allow you to submit and create your own fake news stories that you can then share out. It's like these like news website generators. It's really, really strange. But it's interesting that you remember even where you were with Michael Jackson. I don't remember where I was at all when these people passed.
Mm-hmm. I was in high school. It was like after a basketball practice, I was outside.
I'm trying to think of if I remember anyone famous, like Kobe, because it was recent. But like outside that in years, I'm not going to remember where I was.
Oh yeah, I'll definitely remember Kobe.
Okay, like the things that I remember where I was forever, 9/11. You know what I mean? Like I'll always remember where I was and I'll always remember that day.
Same.
But Prince? Well, I mean, if you're a big fan,
Sheesh.
Well, listen, he was really talented. He ended up doing a lot. He was a phenomenal artist. And I don't know if you know this, Nicole. Did you know that he would write songs for other artists, but not with his name because he didn't want them to become famous just because of his name? He would have a fake name that he would use to write songs for other artists, which was pretty cool. All right, so we guys still got a lot to talk about here with the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. Nicole's going to talk about something that is going to go on with the city of Charlotte. It's kind of like a conversation that you can have with leaders. We did have protesting last night. I've seen just some small videos of it, and it looked peaceful from what I've seen. I haven't seen anything too crazy with it. You know, we're not waking up to another viral story that occurred overnight. At least I haven't yet seen that. So we will get to that. Also, we are going to talk about the School's Out shout out hotline. You know, the students didn't get a chance to say goodbye. And so we have a hotline set up so that they can kind of use the radio station for whatever they want to. If they want to shout people out, they just want to talk. We are going to give you that opportunity. And, of course, the legendary Friday Free For All is going to continue with the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
The honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.
Legendary Friday Free For All. Going to be going on all day today, so any throwbacks you want to hear, just let us know. We'll try to get it on for you. It's me, Roy Brown, producer Nicole. Manny's out today. Lorraine will hop on to the show later on, about to pop out that baby of hers. Tomorrow's the big day. Maybe today. I think it's today, but we'll find out. So protests in Charlotte continued last night into the morning hours. You know, the mayor is adamant about not having a curfew because she thinks that that stops people's right to protest, and it continued throughout the night. And I noticed Nicole brought it to my attention. The CMPD is now going live on their Facebook page, so you can watch the protests from the officer's perspective, which is really cool. And you also said there's going to be some sort of a conversation today, Nicole?
Yeah, so on, I believe it was Wednesday, you know, after everything went down Tuesday night, our city leaders wanted to launch some kind of, like, more residential conversation. So I think they're calling it the front porch sessions.
Love it.
But Charlotte City Council, they are turning the steps of Charlotte-Mecklenburg Government Center into a front porch of conversation and action.
Okay.
So it started Wednesday. They did it Wednesday, and they're doing it again tonight from 6 to 8. There's going to be local government officials. I believe people from CMPD is going to be there as well. And I believe Mayor Lyles is going to be there. But
better be.
Yeah, so they just, they want to talk to residents, answer questions, and give some reassurance because, I mean, the protest started on May 29th,
and it's
been every night since.
And it's not ending.
Yeah.
It's not ending. You know, I think it's great that they're doing that. That's what we have to do. We have to press our politicians and ask some uncomfortable questions and hold them accountable, and it's these sessions that will do that. The protests yesterday appear to be, peaceful. And I was talking with someone, and I was trying to explain the difference between, you know, the protesters and the people that are throwing things and distractors and the vandals and
opportunists.
Distractors. And I was explaining that you also see a lot of times the peaceful protesters will try to stop that person, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's nothing but videos of, my hometown, Raleigh, one of my friends who owns a restaurant in downtown Raleigh, the protesters go by their store every single day, and they've done an amazing job of covering it. And he'll literally go and film different people who are not part of the peaceful protest. They're not part of the Black Lives Matter movement. And they'll deface stuff, they'll break stuff, and you'll see people literally tear them apart and bring them to the cops.
Now,
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
To be clear, although it's bad, I do understand people's breaking point, right? Like, I do understand their frustration, okay? It's not good, right? Like, you can't be doing that. But I do get, you know, especially if you're a Black person in America where you have systemic oppression and racism, when you started out in slavery, your ancestors started out with slavery, and then that went to indentured servants to where you could make pennies to whatever the white man would make. And then on top of that, there was redlining, and that you didn't have the same opportunities because you were forced to live in these neighborhoods that didn't have the opportunities that other neighborhoods had, which also, by the way, led to crime, right? Because you didn't have the same opportunities and you couldn't provide for your family, which led people down to other bad paths. And it's been generation and year over year. I get the breaking point. At one point, you're like, well, then why am I contributing to the society? I get the frustration and anger. You want change. You want things to be different. Doesn't make it okay.
Oh, yeah. I agree with you completely. But, and I honestly think it's a privilege that we don't understand.
Right.
You know, like we are, I mean, even just for you and me, are the gay and lesbian rights that we have. I mean, you think that people of the LGBT community went quietly and they were like, hey, can we please have rights?
Stonewall, man. We went off.
Yeah.
I get it. I do it. I understand. It's bad. I understand that when people do it. And then, you know, and I was talking with some other people, and I was trying to explain that, you know, we, the people that have privilege, should use our privilege to hold people accountable, take these actions, and let's make some serious change. Maybe we can find some good programs to help, you know, the different communities that are struggling. And then he brought up the point that, you know, because I was explaining, you know, slavery and how slavery then came to where we are here, you know, how that progressed. And again, I don't know everything. So, and I start every conversation. It's not like I'm an expert, but I share what I feel. And he's like, well, that's what my ancestors did. Why is that my fault? Why do I have to fix it? And I'm like, it's not your fault.
It's our responsibility.
It's your responsibility. When you take a new job and the person before you was a total idiot and didn't know what they're doing and everything's a mess, it's your responsibility to come in and fix it. So it's not your fault. No one's blaming you. But we got to do something about it.
And we're doing it.
We're going to do it on this show.
Yeah.
We'll use this platform however we can. The protests are going on. It's going to continue throughout the weekend. Hopefully it's all peaceful. I hope there's good conversations that come tonight. I wish I could be there. But again, everyone's so close with all the COVID-19. I think there's going to be huge spikes. I'm not quite certain on that. I'm sitting out until it's safe for that. But yeah, so listen, it's always a two-way conversation. If you ever want to share your thoughts, you can always join us here on the Main Your Morning, the Rim Morning Show.
Hey guys, I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
Joining us on the Manny Roy, the Rand Morning Show is Lorette.
Hey.
All right, well, we missed you for the past hour. Glad you could hop on with us. I know that a baby is imminent. So,
yes.
it's going to be your last day with us here on the Mania Rewind the Rin Show. Mania is out today as well. We've been doing the legendary Friday free-for-all all morning long. Yep. And Lorin, I wanted to share this DM that we got from Jessica.
Okay.
Where she says that, and I already know, like, because I know you. I know you. But I already know what you're going to say.
Okay.
But let's just walk down the path.
Okay.
She says, so, am I the only one that hides things from their partner just to make things run smoother? I get parking tickets all the time. Mm. And it's not like it actually ups my insurance. I just pay them, move on. Don't tell anyone. Don't want to have an issue with it. Don't want to have an argument. Husband doesn't need to know. I can't be the only one. Ask Lorraine. And when I first saw the DM, I was like, oh, I could answer for Lorraine.
Right.
Hide everything.
Yeah, of course. What he doesn't know won't hurt you.
Yeah. And I wanted to know from like you and Nicole and, you know, you and your car or at home listening, you can call and be part of the show at 704-570-9595. Are you withholding something right now? What type of information do you have right now that you just don't want to start an argument or it just causes more stress to say? And is it technically lying?
I mean, yeah, I guess it is technically telling a white lie if you're omitting the truth. But for me personally, like, I mean, you guys know I'm an oversharer. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't hide much besides my purchases, especially mm-hmm. my emotions or feelings.
Yeah.
Those are right out in the open. but, you know, when it comes to certain things like parking tickets, like mine are packages. Yours might be parking tickets. Mine are sometimes nicks and dings on the car. Yours might be an unpaid bill. I don't know. but I just think, hey, it's okay.
Now, you guys drive white cars. Have you ever took white paint and actually tried to paint over something, a ding?
No, I haven't. But I did tell you not too long ago, I hit the side of my husband's truck when he first got it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in a parking deck, and I took it to Harris Teeter and spent 2 hours with a magic eraser on it before I brought it home. Yeah.
Did you end up figuring it out?
No.
Oh, still doesn't know today.
No, I mean, I'm sure I busted myself because he's sleeping 30 feet from me, but.
Oh, yeah, I know. Before, when you'd be in the studio, you could say things and he wouldn't listen. He wouldn't hear.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the other thing. Like, I can now say things about Sterling because he's not listening anymore because he works from home. He doesn't drive to work.
Right.
So he doesn't have an opportunity to turn on the radio. It's beautiful. We get to
save space.
Save space. We love it. Well, what are you hiding and withholding? You can text the studio. You can call us. We'd love to hear from you.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We are Manny's out today, but we do have something going on really cool. You know, I know there's a lot of things going on in the world, but there's still COVID-19. There's still the threat of the virus, and there's still people out there working the front lines. And we want to honor those heroes working the front lines with signs. Tell them more about it, Lorraine.
Yeah, so we got these front yard signs, and you can nominate someone that you know or yourself who works on the front lines, whether you work in a hospital or grocery store. If you are a frontline worker, we want to honor you by putting one of these, a frontline worker lives here, a hero lives here.
Yeah, I mean, you could be a paramedic, a police officer, a firefighter, a doctor, a nurse, anyone in the hospital staff. I think plumbers, I think mm-hmm. grocery store workers. I think if you have to interact with a lot of people on a day-to-day, I think you're a frontline hero in my eyes.
And you're essential.
I mean, I run into this little studio, and I treat it like a
bunker.
This own little bubble that no one's allowed to come in, and I sanitize every day. I don't talk to anyone. I run back to my car immediately because between the studio and my car, who knows if COVID was lurking around the corner. Do hand sanitizer, and I go home and I hide.
You're like a little groundhog. You poke your head out. You see what's going on.
And I go back. I'm the definition of not a frontline hero, but you probably are. So you can go to kiss951.com, sign up there. We got all these signs we want to give out. And you can, like I said, don't be afraid to nominate yourself. The Rose saying you can nominate your friend, you can nominate yourself. You could please do that. We have these signs brought to us by Window Nation, and we want to give them to you. We also had Loren have to play Can't Beat Loren. Now, this will be the last time we play Can't Beat Loren with you for
a
time.
Yep. I can't believe I go on maternity.
Yeah, this is your last show with us because tomorrow, if it doesn't happen today, tomorrow you're going to have a baby. So if you want to call Loren for the last time, now we will still do Can't Beat Loren, just Loren won't be on it. The game will continue. Just
will it count against me?
It won't count against you, but the game will continue without you. But if you want to play against Loren, a pregnant mom, literally a day away from having a baby boy, you can call right now, 704-570-9595. She has 128 wins. 128 wins. Woo-hoo. And you could be the, I would love it if we go ahead and knock you down to zero. So then when you come back, it's a fresh slate.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. 704-570-9595. Can't Beat Loren coming up.
Now it's time for Can't Beat Loren.
Oh, ring it.
Kiss 95.1.
All right. It is a special Can't Beat Loren today because Loren, it's your birthday, number one.
It is.
And number two, it's your last Can't Beat Loren before maternity leave. So it's a very special one, and we're going to be bringing in Carson from Shelby. Carson, welcome to the Main Evo on the Rim Morning Show. It's time to play Can't Beat Loren.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Carson.
How you doing?
I'm feeling very pregnant, but it's a birthday, so.
Go ahead and kick her out, bud.
All right, well, go ahead and get out, I guess.
All right, I'm going.
All right, Loren is leaving. Leaving her home studio closet where she can't hear these questions. Only you and I can. All right, Carson, number one. Forbes released their 2020 Celeb 100 list, and even though this Jenner is having billionaire issues, she still came in number one spot for the highest paid celebrity. Which Jenner are we talking about?
Kylie Jenner.
All right. Remember the iconic nude photo of Jennifer Aniston that was in Rolling Stones back in the 90s? Well, now it's being auctioned off with the proceeds going to coronavirus relief. She played Rachel in what iconic sitcom?
Full House.
All right, Kanye West is donating $2 million to support the families of George Floyd, Ahmaud Arbery, and Breonna Taylor. He's also covering college tuition for George's six-year-old daughter. True or false? He has four kids of his own.
True.
Justin Bieber's longtime on-and-off-again girlfriend wants to use her platform to help get more black voices heard, so she's dedicated to let black leaders take over her Instagram account, which has 178 million followers. Who is Bieber's ex?
Selena Gomez.
In the wake of George Floyd's death, Alicia Keys has shared a moving poem to her five-year-old son on Instagram. What NBC competition singing show has she been a coach on?
The Boy...
All right, let's get Loren. I'm waving at her on the camera. Loren, come back. Loren?
Hey.
Hi.
How did Carson do?
Carson didn't do too bad. He got four correct.
Oh, that's good.
All right, here we go, Loren. Let me get my bells and dingers here ready to go. Forbes released their 2020 Celeb 100 list, and even though the Jenner is having billionaire issues, she still came in the number one spot for the highest paid celebrity. What Jenner are we talking about?
Kylie Jenner.
That is correct. It's 1-1. Remember the iconic nude photo of Jennifer Aniston that was in the Rolling Stones back in the 90s? Well, now it's being auctioned off with the proceeds going to coronavirus relief. She played Rachel in what iconic sitcom?
Friends.
That is correct. Unfortunately, though, our buddy Carson said Full House, 2-1. Kanye donated $2 million to support the families of George Floyd. Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor, probably butchered those names. But he's also covering college tuition for George's six-year-old daughter. True or false? He has four kids of his own.
Kanye?
Mm-hmm.
True.
That is correct. Both of y'all got that correct. It's 3-2. Justin Bieber's longtime on and off again girlfriend wants to use her platform to help get more black voices heard. She's decided to let black leaders take over her Instagram account, which has 178 million followers. Who's Bieber's ex?
Selena Gomez.
That is correct. It's currently 4-3. In the wake of George Floyd's death, Alicia Keys has shared a moving poem to her 5-year-old son on Instagram. What NBC singing competition show has she been the coach on?
That would be The Voice.
Loren, that is correct. Final score, 5-4. We did not topple the pop princess before you go on maternity leave. You got 129 wins.
Carson, that one gotcha. Friends, not Full House.
Congratulations on your baby.
Thank you so much, Carson.
All right, buddy. We know you got to do the deed. I know it's your first time playing, but you got to say, "Hey, I'm Carson, and I can't beat Loren."
Hey, I'm Carson, and I can't beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, Carson.
Thank you.
And listen,
have a great weekend,
Carson and Shelby. When she's back on the radio, you can call in. We're also still going to play it with just listeners, and while she's off too, so that also would be a good time for you to, I don't know, practice. You can have your like little practice run with us on the radio, and then when Loren comes back, you'll play her again. Okay.
All right, thank you.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We also have something called the School's Out Shout-Out, Loren.
We do. And, you know, we think about all of our kids and teachers and faculty and staff that didn't quite get to say goodbye. It just kind of up and ended very abruptly. Mm-hmm. So we set up the School's Out Shout-Out hotline for you guys to call in and give your shout-outs.
All right, so we got the number posted up on our socials at the MRL show, also at kiss951.com. Here's some of the voicemails we received so far.
Hey, this is Tina. I want to shout out my last baby graduating from high school, Alina Stead. That's my baby. And I also have a nephew, Tomas Hamilton, graduating. And my other baby, he is my god-nephew, Jordan Payne, and my sweet little cousin Kayla, who's graduating and going on to Spelman College. I am super excited, and congratulations to all my graduates. I love you.
Oh, that's awesome. More of the School's Out shout out hotline.
I want to give a big shout out to Jimmy Wasat Stockdown.
All right. I don't know what they said. Did you pick up that?
I didn't hear that one.
I didn't either. Hopefully, they didn't say anything bad. Maybe it was a prank call.
Yeah. But, you know, it's fun for kids and parents to shout out people. So
100%. Again, you can go to kiss951.com or on our socials at the MRL show for the number for the School's Out Shout Out Hotline.
Hi, this is Samantha Hatchell, and I am shouting out Highland Creek Elementary. I want to give a big shout out to Harmony Hatchell for finishing fifth grade. Way to go. Woo! And I also want to give a shout out to all the amazing teachers at Highland Creek Elementary and all the amazing administrators and principal, Mr. Saxton, and Ms. Sargent, the special teacher.
Sargent.
All the teachers there are the most phenomenal.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Phenomenal teachers ever. Thank you guys so much, and thank you for all your hard work. Woohoo!
We have more for you. We'll play it again next hour. We're doing it at the 50 marks here on the School's Out Shout Out Hotline. Give it a phone call. Just tell us your name, which school you're shouting out, and the names of the people you're shouting out. So, like Loren said, you didn't get to say goodbye, so it's your way to say goodbye. Use an R radio station to do that.
Yes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
Manny is out today. We have Loren, and you're about to go on maternity leave. But it's also your birthday.
It is. I can't believe, like, I feel like everything is happening in one weekend.
It is. Happy birthday, Loren.
Thank you so much.
Typically, if you were in the studio, we'd be popping champagne. The studio would be decorated. It'd be a big celebration off the air.
Yeah.
But you are really pregnant.
Yeah. Giving birth within the next probably 48 hours.
Isn't that nuts?
Yeah.
That, like,
I know. I was laying on the couch with my mom last night, and she was playing with my hair like I was 12. And I was like, can you believe I'm going to have a baby in like 2 days?
Like, literally, you know, tomorrow you'd be in the hospital. And yeah. Then maybe that night, maybe the next morning. I mean, who knows how that works.
I think they're doing like the slow rollout drug on me. So I don't think I'll have the baby until Sunday.
But, oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I think it's coming today.
Oh my gosh, don't say that.
I think it's coming on your birthday.
My legs are crossed.
Now, what are you doing to celebrate for your birthday?
So the only thing that I have requested, from my family, everyone's like, oh, what do you want to do? What do you want? I'm like, I'm good. I requested no cake. I'm craving, like, obnoxiously craving watermelon.
Okay.
So I have requested half of a watermelon with candles on top. That's the cake I want.
You want edible arrangements? Isn't that what they call that?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Well, listen, what birthday girl wants and pregnant woman wants, she gets.
There you go.
Okay. And then are you guys going to, blow out the candles and what, the watermelon?
I mean, I guess we can't do that anymore, right?
Oh, because, but everyone's quarantined together. Go ahead.
That's true.
Who cares?
And my son kisses everyone. So yeah. I'm like, if one of us gets it, we're all getting it.
Yeah. I like that you're like going to do a cookout the day before a party the day before, you go start getting induced. That's so
amazing.
I'm
like, but I would like another party maybe on Monday where I can have a glass of champagne too.
Right. I mean, what's the odds that all this timed out to be right at your birthday and right together?
Right? I have no idea.
Because originally it was supposed to be a week later, but they bumped you up.
Yeah, I was supposed to deliver on the 12th.
Okay.
That's like my actual due date. And they were like, well, because you're old.
Oh.
And I'm not old, by the way. I mean, I don't think I'm old. But I turned 36 today, so.
Oh, gosh. Get her a cane and walker. Dinner at 4 p.m. for you.
Well, don't make fun of me because that's really when I eat. But it's because we have this morning radio job.
Yeah, you're going to bed at 7:45.
Yeah.
Yeah, my sister puts her kids down like at 7:30, 8 o'clock, and I'm like, yeah, me too.
I am so jealous of those people, by the way, that put their kids down so early, because my son doesn't go down until like 8:30, and by 9, we're sleeping.
Yeah. Well, happy birthday, Loren, and thank you for popping on with us on your last day before maternity leave. We'll keep the ship going until you come back.
I'll pop in from time to time, too, and get you guys updated.
You will pop in. We now have a studio set up in your house, so you can easily just jump on at a moment's notice and say hi to everybody. But we'll continue the Can't Be Loren. And then maybe, when you get ready and you want to pop on more, we'll just do Can't Be Loren with you until you're ready to come back full time.
Okay, I love it.
All right. All right, everyone, you can wish Loren happy birthday. And we already got texts coming in. 828 says happy birthday. 843, happy birthday, Loren. Can't wait to see pictures of your baby boy. So we already have a lot of messages pouring in. You can keep them coming. You can also go to the socials at the MRL show. And additionally, you can follow Loren, kiss Loren 951. And you can send her your messages there. But we still have more show to get to. We got to get to the legendary Friday free-for-all. We're also going to be talking about Feeding the Frontline Fridays. We've been doing this for over a month, and it's huge success. We're doing it again today. We're teaming up with Red Rocks to do that. And so we're going to have the owner of Red Rocks join us later on to tell us what's going on and where they're going and all that. And we're going to talk about what's canceled because of everything that's going on. Loren, I'm sure you're canceling things because of baby, coronavirus, birthday.
Yeah.
Like, what's canceled because of everything going on? We're going to talk about that coming up at 5. Don't go anywhere.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
Okay, so producer Nicole, I got to talk to you. Loren just left the show to go rest, and she's going to have a baby tomorrow. And I asked her off the air, like, hey, so have you figured out the name? she still doesn't know. She still has no clue on what the baby name will be. And I find that so unlike Lauren. She typically has everything, you know, dotted, I's dotted, T's crossed, and she has no clue. And I found out, because before it was like two names, I think there's now 18, and I'm not kidding. She told me she was, there's now a list. So I find that so fascinating. We'll have to figure out what's going on with our Lauren.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So joining us here with the Meteor on the Rim Morning Show is our good friend Ron from Red Rocks. Hey, Ron. Oh, hang on. Let me try again. There we go, Ron. Welcome to the show. Oh, no. So let me tell you what happened. My fat finger hit two of the phone lines at one time. So we'll try to get Ron back on. Ron is the owner of the Red Rocks, a cafe, and we're teaming up with them for Feeding the Frontlines. We've been doing it now for over a month, and the great friends at Red Rocks have joined us multiple times on these journeys. And what we're doing is bringing food to area hospitals to give to the hospital staff, the doctors, the nurses, you know, all those people that are working around the clock fighting COVID-19. You know, the cases in North Carolina, they're still going up, y'all. I mean, it's still an issue. And we want to take care of those people, and we've partnered with local businesses, which I'm always blown away, which is why I love, you know, when people like Ron team up with us, and I love getting them on the radio so we can celebrate them and shout them out, because, you know, their business isn't doing great either. I mean, they've been struggling. They were shut down, only doing takeout, yet they're finding ways to still give back to the community, and I think that's so amazing and so awesome, and I want to highlight them. And we take food and we give it to those doctors and nurses and hospital staff members who are working tirelessly. And then when we find out that that especially if they have like a whole section or a wing where they have like a bunch of COVID-19 patients hospitalized, that place is under lockdown. If you're a hospital staff member assigned to it, you can't just leave. So to get some of this food to them where they can't just leave is really amazing. So we're doing that again. We're going to be going up to Huntersville today. Nicole's going to be out there with our great friends at Red Rocks Cafe. I wish I had Ron on the phone, but my fat finger, I hit two buttons at once. That was my fault. But it is the Manny Roy of the Rim Morning Show. Just me, by the way. Just Roy. We have Manny's out, Loren's out, and Nicole's out. So you have me. And one thing I know how to do is pick some songs. And so we're going to be doing the Legendary Friday Free-for-All, playing songs that you haven't heard in a long time. And we have the Schools Out Shout-Out Hotline for you.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Okay, I broke the microphone. It's Kiss 95.1, the Manny Roy on the Rim Morning Show. So let's bring in our buddy Ron. Ron, I'm going to try not to hang up on you this time, okay, bud? I'm sorry about that.
No, I thought it was COVID-19 or something.
No, well.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Well, I broke the mic. So here's the thing, Ron. I'm in here by myself because, you know, Loren's about to have a baby and Manny's out. And so it's just me in here, and I'm jamming to the music. I'm having a good old time. I'm thumping
in. Why didn't I just come down there? I could have joined you this morning. I could have talked about this stuff with you. We could talk the NBA. We could talk a lot of stuff.
I know. That would have been amazing. Rock. Well, yeah. So I started hitting the button, and I got a little too happy hitting the button, and the button locked me out of the microphone. So, and then while I was trying to deal with that, getting back on the air, and then I hung up on you because I got fat fingers, and I picked up two lines at once and hung up on you. But I'm glad you're back with us, Ron.
It sounds like a video game to me. It sounds fun. I mean, everything you talk about would wake me up in the morning. I like that.
Yeah, it's, you hit all these buttons. It's like we're in one big elevator, and we're constantly going up and down, up and down.
I've been looking at different buttons at Red Rocks sometimes, and I don't know if I push the right buttons, but sometimes the buttons have to be pushed.
I know. Owner of Red Rocks Cafe, Ron, joining the Manny Roy on the Rim Morning Show, teaming up with us for the Feeding the Frontlines up in Huntersville today, where we're going to be taking care of those folks. How's phase two going for you, Ron?
Well, my partner, John Love, and I, we've been working hard at it. I mean, you know, social distancing, 50% of the restaurant. I mean, you know, the biggest part of the problem is right now we've really lost a lot of large parties. Like today would be a very, very big day with the graduations going on. So without graduations, without churches. So well, we've got a lot of local support. You know, that's been the big thing about Red Rocks. You know, we're locally owned. And I think with restaurants in Burkdale and Strawberry Hill and Indian Lands, it's going pretty good.
Very good. Yeah, so and I've been so amazed because I constantly do. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm hearing you now.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah, we were popping in and out there for a minute, but I've been so amazed because I've been going to these restaurants. But I haven't graduated to eating in yet, me personally. But I've been doing takeout, and these you know, your restaurant, everyone's doing a really good job keeping clean, keeping wearing the masks. I mean,
is a tricky thing because you know. We have our servers wearing masks, but you know, they really don't want to wear the mask. It's hot outside.
Yeah.
Oh, then the people aren't wearing the mask coming in the restaurant. So it's kind of they're asking me why they have to wear masks. And I'm like, look, you got to wear masks. But, you know, safety, you know, right now we have, you know, sanitizers everywhere. We temperature every person that comes in, our employees, excuse me. Mm-hmm. We give them the COVID questions. So, I mean, safety is, you know, a big part of what we're doing too. So,
yeah.
But I do think that, yeah, so you don't go to restaurants at all?
Not yet. Well, see, here's my thing. I take immune suppressant medications, so I'm like more of the high risk thing. So I'm just waiting it out just a little bit longer. But yeah, it's not, you know, everything I've seen, I'm starting to feel more comfortable with it, though. You know?
I think a lot of restaurants are open. They take it pretty serious.
They are.
We get our sanitizer out. I would say, every 20 minutes, we're sanitizing everything in the restaurant. So, I mean, and the employees take it pretty serious too. They understand that to get business, they have to be on 22 with it. So,
how about this, Ron? I went to get my haircut, and they told me they have this film that they put over surfaces that kills the germs. Like, doesn't the germs doesn't stay onto the surfaces as long as normally? Like, it's some biofilm. It's the craziest technology.
Well, I never heard off the looking into that.
I mean, you
have to be smart about it. You have to wash your hands. I mean, like I said last show, more people bring sanitizer in at their tables than I've ever seen. So they're washing their hands. The employees are washing their hands and sanitizing. You know, we have 6 sanitizer stations. So at our restaurants, so you can go anywhere you want and put sanitizer on your hands. But I mean, I think, you know, you just got to, we distance the tables, we do all that. And, you know, there's a lot of restaurants open. I went to one last night and, you know, I think everybody the restaurant I went to was, they took them pretty serious. So I think that's part of it.
Yeah. Well, Ron, Red Rocks Cafe, we appreciate you. We love your food, man. We appreciate you teaming up with us, going up to Huntersville to take care of those doctors and nurses and hospital staff. And I've always been so appreciative because businesses, I mean, it's been tough for y'all, and you're still finding ways to get back to the community, and that's unbelievably amazing. So thank you so much.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things I started on March 18th. You know, we started feeding the police, the medical community. We also, we've been really lucky. Troy Maxwell and Penny are good friends of mine with the Freedom House Church, and we feed the rescue mission. We help feed them with them every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday of the week. And, you know, I really feel good about all that. I think Red Rocks, that's one thing we're known for, you know, locally owned, helping the community. A lot of my friends have helped support and the number one radio station in town, 95.1.
Thanks,
the
man.
Best morning show. I mean, we appreciate what you do, too. I mean, I feel good about bringing 75 meals down to the hospital in Huntersville today.
I love it. We're so thankful. We can't thank you enough, Ron. And you tell everyone over at the restaurants we're going to be back in there soon. I'm going to be in there soon. I'm telling you.
When you come in, you know, I'll put you in the back table. I'll make sure you're safe, man. I'll make sure to have the table in the corner.
I really appreciate that. That means a lot to me. Thank you, Ron.
You know, I think the other thing I just want to say, my people that work for us, you know, I know the hospitals and all that, but a lot of these people in the restaurant business, including my managers, John Love's managers at Strawberry Hill and Redstone, that's important too, and all the employees, because, you know, they take a risk every day working. And
yeah, man, they're heroes. They're frontliners.
They walk in, and they're a little scared, and they serve already because they need to make the money to support their family as well. So I applaud all my people that work for me and all the people out there that are working during this time.
Yeah, man. So true. I mean, they are frontline heroes, and you can even sign up. Your staff could even nominate themselves for our Frontline Hero Lives Here. Sign up at kiss951.com. Ron, Red Rocks Cafe, thank you for joining the Man You're Wearing the Rent Show, bud.
No problem. Look forward to today. Have a great morning.
You too. Make sure you guys are tipping your servers, too. Give them a nice fat tip as much as possible, y'all.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.